Welcome to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. This is your host, Linda C. Shaw, creative vocal entrepreneur and poetic lyricist of Symphony of Sound, inviting you into this first Sunday in April, National Poetry Month. Woo-hoo! You know I am excited about that. And so I will share with you several poems from various authors whose books I have narrated or whom I have interviewed on Symphony of Sound in the past. This will be a very colorful, wonderful, loving show of expression that are as individualized as the poets who created them. I hope you enjoy each and every selection and that you pull from them the word of God, which is shared through the gift of creativity and poetic expression. But you know, I've got to go there. It's a new month. It's your birthday. And I can't wait to see your smiling face and celebrate. It's your birthday, and I can't wait to see your smiling face and celebrate. We'll clap our hands. We'll stomp our feet. We'll do our dance, yeah, and have a treat, treat. It's your birthday. And I can't wait to see your smiling face and celebrate. Yeah. As far as I know, I'm going to start this month off with my granddaughter. But there is something tickling my... Ashley, April 1st. Happy birthday, Ash. Jade. Happy birthday, baby. And Aiden. April 4th. Well, it's cousin time now. Let's see. Cousins, Brenda, Quetta, and resting in heaven, cousin Rebecca. I love y'all. And we got a father-daughter duo going on. Quinaya and Quincy. Happy birthday, y'all. Love ya. Jessica, love you. Happy blessed birthday. Rosie Upshaw Florence, my beautiful, our beautiful mother. May she continually rest in the joy and love of his arms. Happy heavenly birthday, Mama. Yes, the petals on this rose has fallen. But as I shared in my very first book, a wilted rose is not a prelude to death. It is a reflection of a life that was in full bloom. My love for you, Mama, will never die. And now, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to be able to share the creative works with my Symphony of Sound listening family. I will begin just by acknowledging who he is. It's been a while since I've done it, but oh, how I love it. Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? This crucified, risen Savior who emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. I ask you, who is he? He is Creator, Lord, our resplendent King, and the unassailable designer of all life with all its grandeur and opulence, whose infinite power surged in a synchronized moment, carving the universe, defining galaxies, and giving birth to the stars that cradled the earth. Who is this Jesus who uttered, "Let there be light,"
as the first grain of sand shuddered as it touched the expanse of the ocean, as jasmine, plumeria, parajat, and the rose bloomed and released their unique fragrances into the atmosphere, displaying absolute beauty as silence abruptly gave honor to the lion's first roar and the beat of the tiny hummingbird's wings. Creation groaned as the miracle of man, molded in God's image, was perfected as Jesus scooped the brown clay of the earth, intertwined the rib of man, and fashioned woman. Who is this Jesus whose very blood poured out love and hope and salvation through the devastation of the crucifix? And yet, he still calls me friend. In reverence, I cry, holy is the Lamb who is, who was, and who is to come. Thank you, Lord, our sovereign, omniscient, Trinity of Spirit, flesh and rhema, mighty, divine, majestic, magnificent King, benevolent and loving Father. This is why I worship, and he is who I praise. Hallelujah, praise his name. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. That is so sweet. It's the truth too. Thank you, Brother Vashon Mitchell. These gifted, creative individuals are all authors, and their books can be purchased online at Amazon.com. So if you hear something that you like, decide, you know what, I'd like to have that book in my personal collection, then by all means, purchase your copy. And I'll say thank you in advance. My first author is Diane Powell Eddings, a beautiful, beautiful woman of God. She is my friend and sister in the Lord. This selection that I will do from her book, A Kiss for You, is titled To Dream the Dream. I sometimes dream the dream to live in a world of peace, love, and happiness where wars, hunger, crime, and violence in our streets will take a leave. Disrespect and dishonor will no longer be an infectious disease. I often dream the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., where little black boys and girls and little white boys and girls will not be judged by the color of their skin, but come together in brotherly love. I often think of the days of old, saying of men and mice, will I ever be able to lie down and sleep in peace? Will I ever be free from street violence, gangs, and drive-bys? Will I ever stop seeing mothers weeping over the loss of their young under 21? Wouldn't it be nice to practice his dream to live in peace, harmony, and violence free? I pray that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream comes to pass, when we will sit down at the table of brotherhood and sing, we shall overcome and mean it. Then freedom will ring from every mountain and hillside. Let freedom ring. The next selection is short and sweet, titled In the Morning. In the morning when I rise, I will take up to the clouds in the sky. What kind of day will it be? Did you sleep to some degree? Will you start your day with a prayer? Will you take time to learn a new lesson today? In the morning when I rise. And finally, have you tried him today? Have you even given him a thought? Are you tired of disappointments and being blamed for their faults? Are you fed up with trusting in folks and always getting kicked in the butt? Well, try Jesus. He's a friend to the friendless, a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless. Try Jesus today. He will be that bridge over troubled waters. He will give you water when you're thirsty. He will give you food when you're hungry. In his house is wealth and riches. Yes, oh, taste and see that he is good. He's good. He's real good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good. This next selection is titled A Rose. It is taken from the book titled Reflections by author Tommy L. Young. A rose. Roses are red, my dear. Violets are blue. I am sitting here thinking of you. A rose, I am pondering. I'm thinking of you. A rose, my dear. I want, oh, so very much to inhale your glory. I want to seek out your aroma as my eyes can see and observe your outer beauty and workings. The morning dew has fallen on your petals. I have observed that I too long for the glorious sun to warm you, that I may further observe your inner workings as you unfold and reveal yourself little by little to me. Why am I not satisfied with knowing these? I want more. What? More roses? No, but it is this one, a rose, that I desire to know. Oh, so much more intimately. You seem so beautiful, not plain, but oh, so sophisticated. And it's that touch of class and sophistication that I love and I seek. A rose. Seemingly, you are good for sight, smell, touch. But are you good for nutrition to taste? As to nourish the body? My body from the marrow, within my bones, to the outer workings of my skin? Oh, how I want to pluck you. But I dare not, for you seem so all that. But I wonder. No, I dare not. A rose. Oh, how I seek you not only to observe you, but to smell you. I want to touch you, to embrace you and all that comes with you. I want to engulf you truly, but at the same time, I want to sustain you, to build you up to everlasting, for everlasting, forever, a rose for me. This selection I've read before. I think it is so powerful. This is from Mr. Jeffrey H. Williams. I say Mr. Williams was the 1999 Poet of the Year from the International Society of Poets. This particular selection is titled, Yes, I Can. Jeffrey writes, I am the rule, not the exception. I am the wind, unseen, yet powerfully present. I am the unborn faith of the mustard seed, strong and mighty. I am the yet-to-be-heard sound of a tree falling in a deserted forest. I use the tears of my despair to grow my seeds of determination. I turn my trials and tribulations into tales of triumph and victory. I am not overcome by the false sense of failure. I succeed. Defeat does not deter me.
I define my direction. I control my ascension. I create my success and make a path for those who follow. When I walk into a room, I earn respect without saying a word. When I look into the mirror, I see the face of my maker and the pride of my parents. I cannot be bound by your expectations, nor limited by your inept assessment of my intelligence. I am too young to understand my limitations and too old to be held back by yours. I am confident without conceit, self-assured without arrogance. You see, I create opportunities from obstacles. Give me a hammer and a day, and I will build a castle. I don't give up. I don't give in. I give and I receive. Yes, I can, because I took the first steps. Faith is my guide and knowledge my power. Yes, I can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love that poem. These next selections come from my sister in the Lord, powerful poetess, author, retired Colorado educator, and tireless servant of God in so many capacities. This is my sister, Flora Young. Her book is titled Voice of Encouragement, Dixon Publishing, 2017. Inspired by Psalms 46 and 1, New King James Version. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The first selection is, He is. He's in your mind. He's in your giving. He's in your soul. He's in your living. He's in your eyes. He's in your seeking. He's in your ears. He's in your hearing. He's in your breath. He's in your being. He's in the word. He's in your believing. He's in your joy. He's in your sorrow. He's in your hope. He's your tomorrow. He is. He's in your prayer. He's in your praying. He's in your songs. He's in your praising. He is your strength. He is your doing. He is your peace. He is your going. He is your purpose. He is your story. He's three in one. He is your glory. The rings of life show joy and struggle, but life is a vapor. It's full of thought. He is seeking his face, running the race. Flora Young. The final selection is inspired from Psalm 106 and verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. God has allowed his mercy to cover us today. He remembers us through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the only way. He looks beyond our faults, our transitory complacencies, and surrounds us new each morning with his tender mercies. Blind Bartimaeus could not see and heard Jesus was passing by. He got in the press of the crowd and soon began to cry. He cried aloud when others tried to quench his desperate, earnest plea. He cried aloud for Jesus, the Son of David, to have mercy. Though the discouragers and devils run to and fro, it is a certainty that Jesus will have mercy on our souls. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and for your abundant grace, and one day we'll be able to see you face
to face. Seeking his face. Flora Young. The final selection. In him I stand. Inspired by 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, 5th verse. New King James Version says, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God." In him I stand. I'm not alone. In him I stand. I am his own. In him I stand. Whatever the test, in him I stand. He gives me rest. With pain came gain. His word is true. He'll never change. He'll see me through. I'm bought with a price. He saved my life. I'm running this race, seeking his face. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, I'm blessed. Sister Flora Young. I began today's podcast with the poem, "Who Is This Jesus?" And in it, I attempted to shine light on his majesty, his power, his magnificence, his sovereignty. But I will close with his love, his grace, his humanity, if you will, to help everyone understand that he is also the God of love who died for us. And we can have our own personal, intimate, loving relationship with him that will cover our lives and lead us in the pathways of abundance, wisdom, joy, and freedoms in the kingdom of God. And because of my time of prayer, worship, service, obedience, and relationship with him, this is who this Jesus is. Jesus is my melody. There is a song in my heart. Jesus gave it to me. It whispers of his true love and gently calls to me. It says, "Come into my presence so my word can heal thee." It ministers to my spirit and sweetly rescues me. In all, I am changed like him. Our harmonious song rings out in victory. His sovereignty, yes, his very presence, is my love song, my melody. For the sweet fruit of his spirit creates a majestic symphony that awakens and binds my soul. A consuming fire, bronzed by eternity. The sound, its flavor, it's like a sweet perfume that lives strong and passionately within me. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Our benevolent Father is also calling to thee. Listen, listen to your heart. Hearken, hearken unto his spirit. Rest, rest in his grace. Rejoice, rejoice as he harmoniously binds your name and spirit into one beautiful rhapsody. Yield, submit, surrender, then sing your song, the one chosen to call Jesus your melody. It's a song of power, ringing with joyous authority, which births the pure, undefiled love that calls Jesus your melody. Ah, yes, there is a song in our hearts. Jesus causes this to be a chord of harmonious praise, birthed to honor His majesty.
Thank you so much for listening to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. I pray that you enjoyed today's tribute to National Poetry Month and that you fill your lives with the gift of the creative spoken word and music and love and joy and everything that gets your mind stayed on Jesus. I love you with the love of Jesus, and I look forward to sharing again with you soon. God bless.